Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wine Face, where we're breaking down everything the experts know about wine in a fun, digestible, and accessible way, because wine is for enjoying and wine is for everyone. I'm your host, Helen Johannesson from Helen's Wines in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And, you know, I think if you listen to this podcast, and if you follow me on Instagram, not that you need to, not the two things are not related, but I think if you have any sort of track record with me, and shout out to my longtime listeners, you know who you are. I don't really show a lot of my personal life. I don't talk a lot about it. I think I sprinkle in little tidbits, mostly in a professional capacity, but I was thinking about it the other day. And I think a really important conversation that is had oftentimes, but maybe not talked about as much in my industry, is what is it like to be a working mom? And how am I now versus how I was versus where I want to be? And I think this might sound like, oh, yeah, yeah, like some version of a sob fest, but it's not really, because I think I would want to start this episode by saying that we all make choices. Everyone makes choices. You make choices that are going to affect the rest of your life. And you have to be okay with those choices. And I have zero regrets in any choices that I've made, but it is hard at times. And I think I wanted to shed a little bit of light on what it has been like. I've talked about what it's like to be a woman in wine, but then having transitioned that into being a mom in my industry has been very interesting. So I just want to start by saying I started working in restaurants when I was 24 years old, very seriously. You know, this was always a career and I was very serious and I got right down to it and I grinded. And grinding means like you're working 6 nights a week. You're working 60 to 70 hours a week. You are just trying to get better and better and better and go in every day. It's like very much a chef's mentality. And you thrive off that energy. You love it. And I worked that way up until I was 34 or 35. So that's about 10 years of every night, most holidays, most weekends, just you devoted to creating and making space. And I think there is so many aspects of myself that was this leadership, motherly vibe for the things that I was creating and looking over. But as I said, everybody makes choices. And I knew from a really young age, well, you know, I was married before I had Sky and before I met Alex, I was married and that didn't work out. We don't need to get into that. Wish that person all the best, but ended up getting divorced right before we opened John and Vinny's on Fairfax in 2015. And it was a really terrifying time in my life because I was 32 and I was going to leave this whole life. I had already mentally left it and start literally a whole new life, having taken a huge pay cut. And the question that I got asked by more than one person when I made this decision was, are you sure you want to do this? Don't you want to have children? And I was like, yes, I have wanted to be a mom since I was a kid. I love kids. I knew that I would gel with kids. Like, I've always wanted kids. It was never a mystery, but I always wanted kids with the right person. And I think I was willing to cut and run and pour myself back into work, knowing and believing that I would be able to do it. But it's hard when I'm sitting here, now I'm 40. I do have a lovely son. And I think what's a trip is that when you think back on, when I think back on like how I ended up in every situation, I often think back on the choice I made to work so much and work a lot at night probably led me to end up in a relationship that wasn't the right one because it was masked by absence. And it was masking the lack of intimacy that needs to be there to be a real successful partner who then parents children together. And I actively use work to avoid this. And I'm just grateful I got out when I did. But the fact of what happened is it prolonged the point at which I was going to meet someone or open myself up to someone who I would want to have kids with. And, you know, I've been picky my whole life, super picky, you know, I've got really high standards for certain things. And I just, at a certain point, by the time I was turning 33, decided I'd rather be happy alone than miserable just to have children. But amazingly, I met Alex and he's the best. And I knew right away that I wanted to have kids with him. I thought this is going to be amazing. But we went on our first official date. We were at dinner. We were having a bottle of wine. And I was like, yo, dude, because he's younger than me. And I was like, yo, dude, do you want to have kids? And he was like, yeah, I totally want to have kids. And I was like, all right, how soon do you want to have kids? And he was like in 10 years, be amazing. And I was like, all right, look, like you're really cool, but I think we should end this here. I literally said that out loud. And he was like, whoa, 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 what do you mean? And I was like, why? I don't have 10 years. If I want to have kids, I need to have them sooner than 10 years from now. And we started our relationship on that point. But it didn't mean that like the next year or the year after that, we turned right around and had a bunch of kids. Obviously, we didn't. I'm 40 and we have one. But I think it was all like always going to set up for me this transparency to him that I didn't want to rush his life forward. He was 26 when we met. And I also didn't want to slow mine down too much because I felt I had already done that. You know, I think the dream of every woman is that you actually have kids way younger than you end up having them. That's a secret dream that like nobody actually really talks about because you're worried and you know that it's going to sacrifice some aspect of your professional life. And it totally does. If I had had kids before I was 30, I don't know if I would be exactly, I want to believe I would be where I am today, but I don't know if I would be because you want to also have the luxury of giving more of your time to that child. So it's like this double-edged sword, right? Like I waited and I waited for the right partner and then I waited for us to be ready in our life, both of us. And the consequence of that waiting is that my body got older. Your eggs get older. It gets harder to have kids. Plus, I work in a busy environment. You know, it's like all these things add up. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is because I think people don't really talk about this stuff, especially in my industry, especially women who have babies, go back to work. You know, it's so hard to continue pumping, continue breastfeeding, like all of these aspects of what you instinctually, if it's that's what you feel, want to give to your child. There's like not set up to do it when you work in the restaurant industry. It's like antithetical. But I waited and I waited until I knew that I would have control of my time, control of my schedule to be able to be the kind of mom that I really wanted to be. And now I'm lucky. Like I think back, I know how hard I worked for 10 years. Why I did it was so that I would have the luxury of that choice right now. But it's so complex because I have this pull in me to be back in the restaurant at night. I have this pull and this guilt that I should be there. And like, it's this ongoing ping pong battle between this work and this passion and then your heart and your soul that's back home. But I think the core of the issue too, is that like people are complex and you can never just be one thing. But, you know, recently I've been thinking a lot about it because before we had Sky, we had, you know, two failed pregnancies. And it was crazy to me because the first one, I felt insane and I felt like it was this top secret. And the way that people were reacting to it, I thought was absolutely absurd because I couldn't like believe once I started talking about it that more people had felt that way or been through that, or it just sort of exploded this entire world. And the world that I think actually needs to explode a little bit more is the one that I actually occupy, which is the restaurant industry. And it's not that the restaurant industry is not forgiving to women who are pregnant, forgiving to mothers, but it is the kind of place where like we work so hard to get as far as we get. And it's incomparable the amount of rolling at rock up a hill to other industries, I think. And so I think this is all interconnected. One thing I was thinking about and why I wanted to talk about it from my perspective is like this feeling that I get of like, how do you be everywhere for everyone? How do you maintain that? It's physically, literally impossible. But there's all this stuff out there in the world, in the ether about bad service and customer service is down. And, you know, you like who we're hiring and how do we train them? And like, how do we be better? And how do we at least get people to act like humans and like not creep people out? And it all kind of comes back to this, like you lose a lack of control. And my control has completely become dependent on other people. And I like that because then I can actually spend time with Sky. And look, it's not to go negative on the universe. I think like society is trying to want more, want better. You know, they want good service. I want good service. I want good service for everyone. I think that the control thing, the boots on the grounds, the being there to nurture and teach and learn before I had Sky, I could be that person. I could at least mentally know that I could spread myself in many different directions to build the brand to the standards that I want it to be. And like the last time I like worked Friday night on Fairfax, who knows how long ago? I mean, I don't want to like smoke and mirrors anyone. You know, some people think I'm like on the floor on a Saturday night. It's like, yo, I'm watching Secret Life of Pets with Sky. Like, it's like where I'm trying to be at. But I think the journey, as I've talked about, if the culmination of like up until this point, you know, I'm like a year and a half into motherhood and I can look back and look at all the choices I made, all the business choices, all the personal choices, sacrifices that like I think are totally worth it to build the brand that I have, to create and nurture and infuse, to then be sitting here right now. It's not like it mentally gets any easier. Like you can't just coast and you can't just be like, you know what? It's going to be all good. It's like the nature of the way your brain works and the nature of work changes. You get limited hours in the day and you feel I got to be the most productive that I've ever been in these hours. Like I'm sitting here right now and it's 1:45. And in my mind, I have so many things to do until 5:30. And 5:30 is even like kind of stretching it. But 5:30, I'm like, can I get all this stuff? It also includes driving all the way downtown to meet some winemakers that I've been dying to meet, which could totally just take up that entire time allotment. But if I don't go, it's like chipping away at the essence of what got me started on this path. And then it's the future. You look ahead. How do I keep growing the brand? How do I keep cultivating? How do I keep inspiring and reaching my employees who I don't think they work at Helen's because of me, but they do work at Helen's because of some essence of the brand that I have helped to create with John and Vinny, the three of us together. So how do we not lose that? And I think it's a question that I may not be able to answer. And I think a lot of people struggle with it, especially since we want to have another kid. It's hard. Now I'm 40. When I got pregnant with Sky, I was 38, you know? And it's like, I forgot how much I had to prep my body. I forgot how many vitamins we both needed to take, you know? And you think about being like 25 and it's like your eggs are just in such a better spot. I don't know. Life is changing in such crazy ways. And you hear about like population decline and other countries and all these things. And I think there is so much work that we have to do to support women and create environments where family creation and taking care of them is just more integrated somehow into our work-life balance. I know for me, when Sky was a baby, I could bring him to work sometimes, but it also was incredibly distracting for my staff because he's so cute. No, I'm just kidding. It was distracting. It was distracting for me. It was always just like, okay, if I have to bring him, I will. But we can't let our employees bring their babies to work because it would be an insane liability for us if something happened to that baby. I don't know what the answer is, but what I've been thinking about as far as how do I keep the brand going and how do I keep the wine gospel flowing is two things. I have to find some sort of balance in order to get back to a little bit of what I used to do. Even if it's small little increments, an hour here, I put Sky to sleep, I go an hour there. I think even if I could just get a little bit of a taste back in, it would be something incredibly invigorating and inspiring to flood back to me being a mom of my son. But number two is it's thinking about time and how you use it. And also the efficiency of really curating and elevating the people who work around you. I think that's really actual key to any successful person is they have awesome people below them. And I literally would not be here without this team. You know, the team has changed and shuffled over the years, but you set people up to succeed and they will. And I think that is really, really what's true. But do I feel daunted? Like I'm 40, I'm gonna try and have another baby. To be pregnant as a 40-year-old woman, like, hey, I'm so lucky that I can get pregnant, I hope. And like, so fortunate not to have some of the struggles as some other women that I know. But do you know physically, like that miracle of creating life almost in some ways sounds harder than working six nights a week. I know that sounds insane, but it really is one of these things that I grapple with and I have recently. Like there's part of me that's like, life is so fucked up and life is unfair. Like, why did I have to wait this long? Like, I'm so stupid, you know? But I quickly rebuttal that and shut it down with the fact that I made choices and I'm really happy with those choices. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in life right now. Because it's hard when those little demons of like, oh, my friends and their kids are so much older and da 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 da. It's like we can tell ourselves any story, play any tape. Not going to play that one. I just think give it up for all the working parents out there. Give it up for the working moms too. I mean, because that's the personal place that I'm coming from. It's hard. It is not easy. And I don't know how to exactly move forward. But we're going to keep talking about it on this podcast. So if you have comments, please let me know. Hit me up if you're feeling the same way or if you have something that worked for you. I'd love to hear about it. But for now, this was Wine Face, personal working mom edition. Shave off a little bit of my psyche into your bowl. That sounded very cannibal-esque. I hope everyone just takes care of themselves and has a great day. Thank you. Bye.